Today is the feast day of one of the greatest modern-day apostles, and his name is St. Vincent de Paul, and his influence still affects our church today and affects the world in such a positive way. St. Vincent de Paul was born in the year 1580 in Gascony, France. He was born into a very poor family. His parents were peasants. He was born on a small farm, one of six children. But he felt a vocation to the priesthood, so he pursued this, and he was ordained at one of the youngest ages ever in the history of the church. He was ordained at the age of 20 to the priesthood. But he really didn't have the very best reasons to become a priest. He wanted to become a priest to enjoy a rich and luxurious and comfortable life. In that time in France, this was something he was able to do. He became an abbot of a small monastery. He enjoyed the wealthy revenues of the monastery. He became the chaplain to Queen Margaret and was living a very comfortable life. And he did this for many, many years into his priesthood until one day he visited Paris and he met a cardinal, and the cardinal showed him the poor state of the peasants in France, especially those that were living in the worst areas of Paris. And so he was so moved by what he saw in the prisons in Paris and among the galley slaves that he gave up his position as a chaplain and became more or less an itinerant pastor working in the streets of Paris. He would go out every morning and pick up all the abandoned babies and then take them back to an orphanage which he founded. He would go into the prisons every day. He would go visit the galley slaves, and he was able to even free 1,200 galley slaves that had been brought over from northern Africa. During this time in his life, he met some of the great saints. He became friends with St. Francis de Sales, became friends with St. Jane Francis de Chantel, became the chaplain to the Visitation nuns in Paris. He, along with Francis de Sales and St. Jane, helped to fight Jansenism, which was rampant throughout France, a heresy that denied the mercy and the love of God. He was able to gather a number of priests around him. He saw the terrible abuses and the laxity among the clergy at the time. And so he gathered around himself a group of priests who would go out and give missions in Paris and throughout France. They became known as the Congregation of the Missions. We know them today as the Vincentians. He also met St. Louise de Marillac, and with St. Louise, together they founded the Daughters of Charity in 1633. So if you've ever been to Emmitsburg, you'll see the beautiful work that the Daughters of Charity have done in Emmitsburg, and then, of course, later on when Mother Seton joined and the Sisters of Charity with the United States were very much influenced by the Daughters of Charity and have a common spirituality. But what's also interesting to note is that with St. Louise de Marillac and founding the Daughters of Charity, 200 years later, one of those nuns, one of the Daughters of Charity, would receive a vision from the Blessed Mother at Rue des Bacs in Paris. We, of course, know this was the miraculous medal was manifested to one of the Daughters of Charity, St. Catherine Laboureil. So the influence of St. Vincent de Paul in helping to found not only the Vincentians that have been giving tens of thousands of retreats for the last couple hundred years, but also the Daughters of Charity that have done such a tremendous work in running hospitals and nursing homes throughout the world. But perhaps we would not have had this beautiful gift of the miraculous medal having been given to St. Catherine Laboureil had not St. Vincent de Paul founded the Daughters of Charity with St. Louise 200 years before. During his lifetime, he wrote 3,000 letters that are now published, letters giving spiritual direction to different members of the congregation. I remember reading one of them. It was such a powerful letter. He was talking to his congregation about how they must have charity for the poor. And he made an interesting point. He said, "It's only because of our charity that the poor will forgive us for the bread that we give them." But that was just a powerful thought. And he was known as the Apostle of Charity. He died on September 27th, in the year 1660. And if you go today to Paris, I would highly recommend not only visiting the Shrine of the Miraculous Medal at the Rue des Bacs, which means the back street, where Our Lady appeared and spent hours talking to Catherine Laboureil. But if you take a little walk about two blocks from there is the Church of St. Vincent de Paul, and there he's buried. And you can actually see his body in a glass case and pray at his tomb. And even today, it's still a very, where the Church of St. Vincent de Paul is, it's still a very bad section of Paris, and yet the Vincentians and continue to work in bringing God's love to the poor. He was canonized about 50 years after his death in the year 1737. And the reason why he's such an influential saint is because in the year 1833, Frederick Ozanam founded the St. Vincent de Paul Society, of course named after today's saint. And the St. Vincent de Paul Society has done tremendous work for the last 180 years in not only evangelizing, but in helping the poor and the needy. And another spin-off of this was the fact that in 1921, Frank Duff founded the Legion of Mary because he had been brought into the St. Vincent de Paul Society. This is what deepened his faith. It made him really an apostolic soul. And then the Legion of Mary grew out of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. And the Legion now numbers 2 million active members and 15 million auxiliary members throughout the world. So this saint, this humble man, St. Vincent de Paul, the apostle of charity, his work, you know, 400 years ago, is still influencing the world and the church today through the Vincentians, the Daughters of Charity, the Vincent de Paul Society, as well as through the Legion of Mary. So we should learn from this inspiring life and to realize how much just one person can make such a great difference. And now I'll give you a blessing with the first class relic of St. Vincent de Paul, and I'll leave it in the back of the church for you to venerate after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Vincent, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.